Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Da-da. Nice try, bitch. Da-da. I know what you're trying to do. Yeah, I caught you early.
I don't know what I'm
doing.
Your
stupid finger told the story on your stupid face. It's a Wednesday morning. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, how's it going, buddy?
Oh, doing good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
It is 62 degrees already.
Yeah.
And it's going to be freaking hot.
Mm.
Hi. Get your liquids in to make sure you're hydrated for the hot day.
Yeah.
Okay. We are 87 for a high. You're going to be over 90 in some places, depending on where you are. Sun, starting at 11 o'clock for the rest of the day. And it looks like peak temperature will be between 4 and 5 o'clock, just in time for your rush hour home.
Sweaty ride home.
It is. This sucks so long and so hard.
But it's pretty
amazing
quick.
How differently we are all dressed in this room.
Yeah.
Like, Pat looks like he's going to play pickup basketball after the show. Tommy's dressed like it's fall with a shacket.
Mm-hmm.
And I dress like it's always cold in here, so there's really nothing new for me.
Yeah, I don't get why you guys are wearing jackets. It's already hot outside.
Yeah, but it's not hot in here.
I understand. It's going to be hot in here.
All right, well, I got a t-shirt on.
So behind the scenes. So first of all,
I never know what to expect at the temperature of this room.
If you are not watching our live stream, The Break Room, WCMF on YouTube and Twitch, you can catch it on the Odyssey app and WCMF.com. You are in a Tim Allen tool type shirt.
One of our greatest comedians.
With a jacket. One of our greatest comedians that was indicted for a cocaine conspiracy.
Oh, one time.
Rolled over on all of his co-conspirators. Learned what hard I got to crime as I got older. Kimmy, you are wearing like a fleece zip up?
Yeah.
Okay. We're kind of similar colors,
it's a light,
really.
Jacket.
Yeah, me too.
And I am wearing a Tony Kukoc Chicago Bulls pinstripe jersey.
Why not?
The Croatian sensation, baby. No, bro, like when we get out of here, you're going to be.
It'll be 70.
No,
it'll time be. I get home, I'll be out of this.
Time I get home, I'll be out of this.
I change when I get home.
Hey, check this out. Extra, extra. It's going to be 83 by 10 a.m.
Yeah. I can live with that.
You're going to wear a jacket in 83 degrees?
I mean,
weather?
I won't wear it all day. It'll come off. Okay. I mean, you know, I can take it off now. What's the difference?
Some people may be overdressed today because they haven't prepared themselves yet for shoulders out. Like, did you have to shave the shoulders before you wore that?
No, luckily my shoulders had been shaved two weeks ago.
Because
so
I was
going to
say, because like I think a lot of guys, like they put that tank top on for the first time and they're like, oh crap, I haven't done my summer prep yet.
Okay, can we talk about shoulders out for a second?
Yeah.
Because I just got into a discussion a heated discussion with one of our coworkers.
Huh? Why?
Well, okay. Breezy,
over your shoulders?
Breezy down on PXY, I run
she
into
her. She dresses like it's summer all year round.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So yeah. That's what's pissing me off.
Yeah. She dresses like she's working at a resort.
I run into her, and she's like, oh. And I go, what? She goes, what are you wearing? And I go, I'm wearing a tank top. And she goes, yeah, it's just a lot of skin. She's wearing a dress with her shoulders yeah, also but... exposed.
Yeah, but you're not her type.
No, I understand.
She finds men gross.
I get that based on all interactions she's had with us.
But I think it's the first time man shoulder is a little shocking to coworkers.
No, especially when somebody is like not into men. Well, you'd find it kind of disturbing.
I mean...
I don't think that has to do with it.
No, because
it
might have we're not touch. Turned on by his shoulders.
Speaking, huh? Really?
Well, I mean, neither of us are turned on by his shoulders.
He has yet to speak about that. Don't put words in his
mouth. Yeah, I'm also into chicks.
I wouldn't have to be attracted to Pat to like...
I understand that, but I think somebody...
Want him to wear a tank top.
I don't like this conversation anymore.
All right.
No, I guess what I'm getting at is she is wearing exactly what I'm wearing.
She's a woman.
But she's wearing a black tank top while criticizing the fact that my shoulders... She literally says, you shouldn't have your shoulders out. While her shoulders are out right in front of me. And she's trying to argue that there's a difference between man's shoulder and woman's shoulder.
Oh, there's a huge difference. Women are beautiful.
Women are beautiful. You pandering ass.
Women are art.
Bitch.
They're smooth. They're creamy. They're delicious.
You guys should be paid the same as we are, guys.
Absolutely.
With Tommy,
man.
You're all paid more than he is.
You know what it is? I think. I mean, we work in a strange place where like you can wear anything, but like there is something weird about men's shoulders being exposed in the workplace.
I'm trying to figure out what other workplace it would be like okay for shoulders
right.
to be exposed.
Just, you
would have
to
do an actual physical work. Like, really hard work. And even, like, landscapers and stuff wear T-shirts.
No, I see guys go shirtless.
No, they don't let them. They make them wear shirts.
The International Union of Landscapers, it's against policy.
You'll never see a professional landscaper with a shirt off working.
You don't see a lot of exposed
No, and those guys are, like, busting their ass.
Jesus, you will never see a professional landscaper.
Think about it.
With no shirt
Next
on.
Time you see a bunch of landscapers, pull over and look at them.
I'm good.
They
I
usually
will.
Do.
Boys?
Take it off, boys! My boss made me, or my coworker, bet me that you don't take your shirts off. I'd like to win that bet.
Even construction guys, they always have shirts on.
Well, yeah, because you're like working for like the county.
Yeah.
No, even like guys in buildings when it's hot, because it protects them a little bit.
Guys in Buildings, one of the worst musicals from the 1950s. Guys in Buildings! We're just a bunch of crazy. Look, here is my argument for today.
Yeah.
Seeing as how it's going to be 90, and we are not prepared for 90. What sucks about this day, too, is it just comes out of nowhere. There was no ramp up to 90. It's just like, hey, now it's 90.
Yeah.
All rules about everything should go out the window in an effort to allow people to stay
cool. Because people run wild with it.
No.
Because some people have couth, and then you get couthless, I'm going to go shoot hoops guy at work.
What? Couthless, I'm going to go shoot hoops guy. He's going to work on that nickname.
Pasty white boy. Yeah. Well, I'm a Chicago Bulls fan,
I'm not
man.
A Chicago Bulls fan.
I think
that's what the game was a game, buddy.
Croatian sensation.
I think it's less about the shoulders, more about the pastiness. Like, it's that time of year where you haven't seen the sun yet.
Yeah.
So, like, any exposed skin, legs, shoulders, whatever, it can be a little shocking.
This is as dark as I get. I don't get darker than this.
All right. Well, we're just not used to it yet.
Okay.
Our eyes will adjust.
All right. Look. This isn't even about comfort. 252 WCMF, as we talk about this hot day and, you know, my argument that we should throw all rules about everything out the window, it's about safety.
Safety of what?
Safety of people being able to keep themselves cool in a 90-degree day, especially if they're doing something physical outside.
Hmm.
No, am I wrong?
Do you think somebody's going to drop dead because they have a T-shirt on?
It happens, yeah.
I don't think it's death by T-shirt.
Well, doesn't like T-shirt, though, at least help you? Protect you from the sun
a
little.
Yeah,
I mean, there are other dangerous things without the T-shirt.
No, look, you wear sunscreen. I'm not gonna say you shouldn't wear a T-shirt. I'm not here to say that.
Yeah.
What I am here to say is if there are men or women who decide that their shoulders being out and all of their arm exposed puts them in a better, more comfortable situation in a 90-something degree day, who am I to tell them no? Who are you to tell them
no? I wouldn't tell a woman no because it's different.
It's not. It's the same.
I mean, they make outfits that are socially acceptable in business that are shoulderless.
What? Business shoulderless outfit?
I've seen women, like, it's like a, I know exactly what he's talking about.
Where cutout.
It's just like the sleeves are.
I'm sorry.
Your wife, I bet your wife has a dozen of these outfits at home.
I'm sorry. I should not have stepped in when you two were talking
fashion
about women's professional office
no, like
fashion.
I said, like,
I know
I,
what I
be,
speak.
I wouldn't. It wouldn't look weird to me like a woman with a sleeveless shirt on
right.
at work. It's something
or on
about
television.
It would be something about a guy with a sleeveless. I don't know. It just looks funny.
But how is that not hypocritical?
Because it looks sloppy on a guy.
Well,
like they
I think
don't
we're
make men's wear like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they don't make. Yeah, like what
there's
would
no
you
dress
wear
outfit for a man
without
casual
without
that has
sleeves.
That.
Yeah.
But why don't they? Because
I
like,
don't know.
Well, there's your $1 million idea.
No,
like a button up without sleeves. Like, how would you do it?
In all seriousness, like think about
you'd
this.
You'd have to be working at a bar in San Francisco.
Think about this.
Yeah.
Today,
yeah.
if there is a woman that works in an office, mm-hmm. right, a professional woman.
Bare shoulder.
She can wear bare shoulders.
Yes, she can.
And a skirt,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
right? So like, she
and
has,
it's very professional.
And that is going to keep her cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't have that option.
Right.
If I work in
yeah,
an office.
No, you, yeah.
So why is there that difference? How does that make sense?
Hmm. I do because it's not a very professional. Nobody will take you seriously in that outfit.
I think
why not?
There's
you
a
can't
wide
be a boss man in that outfit.
Boss
you
man.
Can't, you're never going to close the account. In that outfit.
Says man stealing stools out of garbage because he's right-handed.
There's a wide range of women's workwear. Like, she can look professional a lot of different ways. Like, for guys, you really only have, like, two things, right?
Right?
Like, dress pants and a nice shirt.
Right.
Like, we
that's
can
it.
A collared shirt.
We kind
button-down shirt. Like, there's not a lot of variety there.
You can go with the Vince Lombardi button-down white short sleeve shirt.
First of all,
which are very famous in the 50s.
It's called the Sipowicz. Everybody knows right. that. No, but like we did start to push through this wall a couple of years ago when LeBron James wore that suit with the shorts.
Yeah, but you didn't yeah. even want to embrace that.
But that's LeBron, man. LeBron can do whatever he wants.
Well, he did it, and then a bunch of other guys did it, and then like I think it just wasn't very embraced.
Yeah, even LeBron put it back in the closet.
Okay, so then why don't we as men decide we can find something professional
you should.
With bare shoulders and shorts?
Yeah.
No, serious. Like, what? A button-up tank top. What if? Is that a
thing? Button-up tank top.
Button-up tank top. Collar.
I don't know.
Like,
you're gonna look like a male dancer.
So what?
Like, you should be standing behind Madonna.
No, like in all
it would look like a costume.
No, but okay, it would only look like a costume because you're not used to
sure,
it, right?
Sure.
So like here, picture. Stand up. Like picture. Right.
Few
so
buttons.
You got the no sleeves.
Yeah.
You got the buttons all the way down.
Mm-hmm.
Tucks into a pair of like slacks.
You gotta tuck them in.
Yeah, but it cuts off at the knee. So you got the shorts. Tank top, and you could even put a tie on that if you wanted to.
That you would look ridiculous.
You'd
look like a male dancer.
You'd only look ridiculous because you've never seen it before.
You would be walking around Vegas in that thing.
Okay.
Let me see if this exists. A men's button-up tank top.
Yeah, I wouldn't go to the websites where it actually exists. I just find it so weird.
Okay. There is some stuff on here that doesn't look that weird on the model.
Okay, can I? I'm going to come over and look real
but
quick.
But they're gorgeous men, right?
They're gorgeous men.
They're like gorgeous.
It looks very
beautiful
vacation
male
wear,
models,
kinda,
right?
You know what I mean?
Oh, you can't wear that in office.
Why not?
Well, that's what you're describing.
Okay, no, that. Okay.
So what does it look like?
It's it looks like a dress shirt, but without sleeves, essentially.
No, but but it's a pretty boy. Right?
No, you know what it looks like?
I mean,
they're like flowy. They look like every R&B singer from the mid-90s.
It does look a little flowy.
Yeah. And that's not going so well these days.
Yeah, you would get
it almost looks like a vest.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know?
I think
without a shirt.
It's more flowy. I think we need something a little like more form-fitting, not flowy. Mm. It looks like you're going to dinner at an all-inclusive in Cozumel.
Right.
And like not like a high-end all-inclusive.
Yeah, a rough one.
Yeah, you got it. Like, oh, wow, $300 for 5 days. Oh, no.
And I don't feel so good.
252-WCMF, we're talking about the heat today, and I am arguing old rules about everything, dress code, hours, whatever, should go out the window in an effort to keep people cool. Tommy, who doesn't go outside.
Go outside all day.
You're not going to be doing any work outside.
Yeah, I'll be outside today.
What are you going to be doing?
So today I got to fertilize.
Oh, you're going to fertilize? Bet you won't.
I'm going to walk the dog.
Bet your wife won't let you fertilize today.
Well, then don't say it out loud.
Now, yeah, see, that's what I love this about you, because you know you're not going to. And you're happy your wife will keep you from doing
look
it.
Look how tan I am.
What about
I'm outside all the time.
I'm not worried about your
I have nice color.
I'm not worried about skin cancer. I'm worried about the heat like crushing your throat because you're an old man and slowly taking you to the ground. I mean, you're at that age.
I'm not at that age.
Bro, you are at the age where you have to worry about the heat.
I can go, baby.
No.
I got Florida blood, baby.
No, look, I'm encouraging you to go, go, go. If I were you, I would run 10 miles today.
Yeah.
But
away from that shirt.
For you to say.
What?
How dare you say that about Croatians? For you to say that the heat is not a medical issue for a man your age is just foolish.
Okay.
Am I wrong, Kimmy?
Dr. Tuffin.
Well, you know, you should be careful. Should proceed with caution.
Kimmy, will you Google at what age men should be concerned about the heat affecting them?
I mean, your wife gives you a time limit when it's cold. Does she give you a time limit when it's hot?
Yeah, probably. I kind of tune that stuff out.
Yeah, do you?
Yeah.
No, I encourage you to spend all of the time outside. You know, there's this new trick. They said that fertilizing's better if you don't drink any water from 6 o'clock in the morning and then go out and work 5 hours straight. Do it. You won't. Ooh, panties. Yeah, I mean, like, there are, right, so there's a heat wave that is happening in, like, Arizona, New Mexico right now.
Summer in the desert.
Where they have gone on television and told people, do not drink a drop of alcohol. That's how hot
it is. Yeah, because it's like 120 degrees.
No, I get it, but, like, your body is not accustomed to 90 degrees right now. Like, I know you love to call yourself the Florida Flash. You're a northerner now, bitch.
Yeah, right? But, I, you know, you never get that tropical blood out of you.
Yeah, no, when I look at you, I think tropical.
Tropical heat, baby.
Man, it plaid shirt with a jacket and brown tennis shoes. Tropical Tommy. Where's your steel drum? Huh? You're going to have a pina colada, have a coconut, you white-ass bitch?
I'm going to read you what this says.
Okay.
Older adults, especially those aged 65 and older, are more prone to heat-related problems.
Oh.
But it seems like, you know, it contributes to conditions you may already have.
Oh.
Underlying conditions.
Yeah, and it's not like you take medicine, a whole bunch of medicine for underlying conditions.
I just take the regular stuff. You know, put the salt, the cholesterol, the glaucoma.
Tommy's going down.
Yeah.
Just like his mama. And that was always hot.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Crime is bad.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
You commit crime, you should be punished.
Yes.
Right? I mean, that's just basic level. Everyone can agree with that. But there are shades of gray.
Okay.
For example, in this story, if the allegations are true, this man broke the law.
Yeah.
But the lengths they had to go to capture him, punish him, versus what? The crime he committed.
Oh, all right.
Seems a little off.
All right, a little much.
Maybe there's a better way.
Okay.
You're hanging out in The Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So this story went down just east of us.
Okay.
A 43-year-old man was arrested on May 31st after an investigation.
What happened?
The investigation was into an incident that happened all the way back on March 7th. So this investigation, Tommy, almost 2 months long.
Yeah.
The investigation revealed that this 43-year-old man entered a gas station just before noon and stole a can of beer.
A can of beer.
A 25-ounce big-ass.
Tall boy, all right.
Can of beer.
One can of beer.
And on top of the can of beer, nothing else.
Okay.
Those are all the charges. He stole a can of beer from a gas station.
And then he got back in his car and split?
Or walked away. We don't know.
Okay.
We don't know. So this man was arrested. He's got a court date coming up, etc.
On a can of beer.
So here's the thing. On one hand, Tommy, you can't just have people walking out of stores with
stuff,
right? We're trying to have a society here. Okay, so he broke the law. But on the other hand, can of beer.
Mm.
Kimmy, Could you Google what a 25-ounce can of Budweiser costs for me, if you don't mind?
Wait, are you going straight up Bud?
Well, let's go Bud. What are you thinking?
All right, let's go Bud.
I mean, if you're going to steal, you're going to steal something that's halfway decent, right?
Yeah.
What do you think? He was going higher or low?
I don't know. With beer now, like you could have grabbed one of them high-end crafty beers.
Okay, crafty beers?
Yeah.
Are those like, you know, craft beers are like well-made crafty beers? Like all of a sudden they're not in your fridge anymore?
Right.
It's gone. It's crafty. Think of the time and money.
Yes.
That went into this arrest.
It has to be insane what they spent to get this guy to court.
Right. Like, let's walk through this. A police officer, after the call was made, had to go down to the gas station. I'm sure they took a look at the surveillance video.
Yes.
They had to take a statement from whoever was working at the gas station. They then had to identify the person in the video who allegedly stole the beer. They then had to locate where this person lives.
Mm-hmm.
They had to go and get that person. They had to make an arrest. They had to bring them down to the station. They had to process them. They then had to set up a court date, which he will have to attend.
Yes.
With a whole bunch of people that are in a professional setting.
Beer court.
Right? For a can of beer. It doesn't really seem like an efficient use of resources.
All rise for Judge Bud.
Give me, what's a 25-ounce can of
I'm butter? Guessing depending on where you buy it, but it says between like $2 to $5.
Okay.
Hey, plus tax.
Oh, don't get me started about the taxes.
Come on.
Okay, and here's the thing.
Yeah.
I know that there are people listening go, well, what if this guy does it all the time? Let's say he was a frequent flyer where he's stealing stuff like this all the time. If he does it all the time and you want to get him into custody, wouldn't we use logic and assume he's going to do it again?
Yes, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
At which case, maybe you could get him at that point. That kind of seems more efficient.
Yeah, that's true.
Am I wrong in anything I'm thinking here?
And what are you going to do? You're just going to fine him, right?
I see. I don't know. Right. I don't know how many times you can steal little stuff where finally they're like, we're going to do something about it.
Put you in for 90 days?
I don't
which
know.
Which also costs you money.
Again, and it's a can of beer.
Right.
So here's the impasse that we're at.
Right.
And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. If I'm wrong, tell me, because I'm just thinking out loud here. There has to be a better way to handle all of this than a 2-month investigation and all of that work for a guy who took a can of beer.
Yes.
What is it?
Because you already got him. You know who he is, right?
Oh, yeah. Thor, it seems so if the allegations are true.
Okay. Yeah. So, and let's say first infraction.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we just give him a mulligan.
No, well, no, you can't do that because then everyone would just walk in and take stuff.
How about everybody in America?
Yeah,
gets one mulligan.
No,
one.
Okay, but
you get one.
No, see, this is
then you would just do it to do it.
Right, but I only get one.
No, but see, this is why the
I get one.
This is why the,
we all everybody can afford.
That is a terrible solution.
This is why the discussion about fixing this stuff dies because idiots like you would just give it to me. I just take it. Nobody knew.
Just one time. No, one time. No.
Kimmy, is there a better way to do this than charging a man in this way for a, let's cut it down the middle, $3.50 can of beer?
I mean, can you ban him from the store? I don't know how that would work.
Okay, but then if he showed back up again, you'd have to arrest him for that.
Yeah, right? But I guess.
So you're saying no charges, just a store ban?
Unless you come back and then you maybe, then you, but know, that just then stops you call you, the cops. Oh.
That just stops you from stealing from that store, which really doesn't solve the situation either.
And you would have to find the guy and let him know he's banned, which would also require law enforcement.
How about public caning?
Okay, no, we're not going to hit people with canes.
You get one whip for every dollar you stole.
But no,
so five hits with a cane.
There are plenty
publicly.
Of guys. There are plenty of guys listening that would
Liberty
take.
Liberty pole.
You would take.
During Jazz Fest.
Shut up. You would take.
Ow. Beater bop bop. Ow. Beater bop bop. Ow.
Do you have to scat while you're being caned?
You have to scat while you get slapped.
There are guys that would be like, I'll take five canes for a beer.
A caning? I'll bet you it hurts.
All right,
so you don't want public flogging.
No. No.
You don't want a mulligan.
No.
You don't want lengthy court dates.
Well, no, because that is just an inefficient use of resources.
All right.
So what is it? What's the fix here? 252-WCMF, 252-9263.
Put him to work.
Well, what do you mean?
Put him to work.
Put him to work doing what?
Like a chain gang.
No. Again, you still would have to do the investigation to get him on the chain gang.
What if?
We're trying to eliminate the money spent in finding this guy who took a potentially $5 can of beer.
What if, like, he had a pattern and you knew when he was coming in and you knew what kind of beer he liked? And you put something gross somehow in the beer.
You're now using my dad's method to get me to stop drinking his Diet Coke.
Like you put some like warm milk in there or something.
Okay. How do we have such terrible ideas to help this issue? 252 WCMF. We're talking about this 43-year-old guy, happened just east of us. He was arrested Back on March 7th, police say he walked into a gas station and stole a 25-ounce big-ass Budweiser can of beer. The investigation took almost 2 months. They found him. They arrested him. He has been charged, court date, but all of that stuff, a two-month investigation, the process they had to go through, all of this costs money.
Yeah.
It costs way more than that $5 can of beer. It is just a can of beer. I understand he can't just let people take a can of beer and not do anything about it, but on the other hand, that's ridiculous.
But you got it. But you... First, you get, but you still have to find the guy.
Yeah.
Like, you're never going to eliminate that.
But if he keeps coming back, to Pat's point, he's going to be back eventually.
Okay.
Matthew writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us, cut his hand off. No.
Well, I mean, the Iranians do it.
Yeah, and last time I checked, you know, stuff over that way, pretty good.
And you know what they don't have in Iran?
What's that?
Beer. They just cut it off, man.
How did we go from let's,
Iran?
No, let's fix you. You started this with the public flogging. Do we flog anywhere?
That's Singapore.
No, I meant like in America.
No, I don't think we do. I don't think we. I thought we do like just normal like modern executions.
You make it sound so quaint. Yeah. Normal, standard.
Well, I don't think we hang anymore or firing squad.
Well, no, there was a guy who was killed by firing squad.
But he asked for it.
Yeah. Yes, and it was like a big thing where they tried to keep him from being killed by firing squad despite the fact that he wanted
it.
Well,
bullets are so expensive.
Now we're going down a weird road. I don't think we're going to use the firing squad on a guy who stole
no hangings.
Beer. Yeah, no, or the flogging or the cutting his hand off. By the way, you cut his hand off, he's still got one more beer if he wants it.
Yeah, true.
You know what I'm saying? It doesn't really help anything. Does it have to be this way? Because it seems dumb.
Well, it seems dumb when it gets to petty stuff, right? When we get to this low bar stuff.
But like, here's the thing. I was thinking,
even if you had like him work work for you, like work that, you know, $5 off, wouldn't it be a full hour of work?
Right, that's so true.
It would be 20 minutes based on minimum wage. He would have 20 minutes at the gas station.
Yeah, picking up cigarette butts and get out of here.
Exactly. But no, like his onboarding would be 6 hours for the 20 minutes of work he would have to do. By the way, the 20 minutes he was there, he stole 5 cans of beer. No, I mean, look, I don't know. Is like the problem like the businesses? Like, because this is a corporate gas station.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of these places are like zero tolerance. Anything you're going to take. And the cops, if they get called, the guy technically broke the
law.
They
have to do their thing.
Exactly. It's not like the police officer could be like, are you kidding me right now? Right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like, should it be at the discretion of the police department? Should we allow that to happen?
No, because because the business could say, I want to prosecute.
Yeah, I understand. But
so take it out of their hands and put it into the police?
Well, no, you don't want private. Now we're getting to like the Pinkerton Detective Agency. That didn't go well either. You don't want private multi-million, billion-dollar corporations having their own law enforcement agencies, which it kind of does feel like we're like a year away from Amazon having that.
Yeah, they may.
Do you take that package? Like, this is difficult.
Yeah.
But this doesn't feel
This is like, why law school is so hard.
I don't.
Right? This is probably the stuff they talk about in law school.
Your idea was flogging, and you go, this is why law school is so hard. You can't hit someone with a cane.
Right. I mean, you know, that's why those guys make so much money. It's probably what they do in school. Like, Harvard probably kicks this stuff around.
What the hell are you talking
about? Not so much anymore. Right? With the cutbacks.
After that investigation. Yeah. Is there no other way to handle this situation?
In our system of
justice.
Yeah,
I can't think of something that evens it out.
Because, I mean, again, to locate...
For this particular person.
To locate the person, you would have to have an investigation.
Right, so that you can't eliminate.
Okay.
So what you want to eliminate, then, is the court.
Well, I just want to eliminate...
And the process.
Because, like, don't get me wrong. Like, if this guy walked in and stole a tank of gas, right? Like, I understand that now. Okay, like, if everyone started walking in and stealing tanks of gas, if that was possible anymore.
Right.
Like, you know, I'm just talking about the monetary value versus the work that went in to get them.
Okay.
Does not work.
Well, you could treat it like a speeding ticket, right? You just pay the fine.
Okay, but the speeding ticket, they catch you in the moment or they send...
So but I'm eliminating court.
Okay.
What I'm saying, and the process, you could just say, okay, here's your ticket, pay it.
Okay.
And if you don't pay it, then we put a bench warrant out.
So you're saying the cops then find who this guy is and just send him a summons in the mail. Like,
just
how you pay this.
Just when they nail you for rolling through a stop sign.
Okay, not the worst idea in the world.
Still, well, how else could you do it?
Well, I mean, it still doesn't eliminate if they don't know who he is, having to find who he is, which would also
track
take time.
Here's what, and if he doesn't pay, coming down to the Canem.
Did you watch something with canings? Why are you so into the canings?
No, I just watched this thing on Singapore.
Okay.
Where they still cane you.
Does that work, by the way?
Singapore is pretty buttoned up. No crime.
You sure?
Yeah.
You telling me the government that wants everyone to come out and spend their money is saying to everyone else that there's no crime? I don't know why that would be questionable.
I don't know. They caned an American kid years ago.
I remember that. Were you alive for that, Kimmy?
I think I only know the story.
He was like some punk-ass kid, and it was pretty petty.
Yeah.
And he got like, I think it was, I want to say 12 whips.
Was it for throwing gum on the
ground? It was something like that. It was something really minor.
Because fun fact is, we're getting off on a tangent here. Mm-hmm. Chewing gum in Singapore is illegal, and you can be caned for throwing gum on the ground. Yeah, like they do not sell gum in Singapore.
Mm-hmm.
What a weird hill to cane on.
Yep.
I know.
All right, so we've solved nothing.
Stay out of Singapore.
And don't steal beer.
Cancel your travel plans.
Or, okay, KDJ writes, he has to be disciplined proportional to the amount of effort it took to catch and prosecute him. So his argument would be, don't charge him for the beer.
Yeah.
You base the charges on the 2 months it took. Yeah. But then what if you just get a cop that's not good at investigating?
Yeah, yeah.
Jim did it.
Yes.
This guy's going to get the chair now while he's being caned. And they're cutting his hand off. All right, let's take a break.
Testing season is right around the corner. And this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
It is going to be effing hot.
Too much, Pat.
Today. Yeah, it is. You said your ears are already sweaty. Take your jacket off, you bitch.
That's from your mom.
Okay. Why would... Doesn't even make
your
sense.
Your thighs.
I love... Got it. Sweaty. Yeah, thank you.
Because
shut up.
And they're big.
90 degrees.
Stifling.
Depending on where you are.
It's so worth it.
He's such a bitch. He laid out his outfit, Kimmy, yeah. And the shacket looks good, but he won't take it off. I don't want my outfit to look bad, but I'm really hot. So.
Well, when you put it out, you put something together, you want to keep it together.
Absolutely.
It is weird, though, you don't abandon your layers. Like, I would think you put on the layers so you can strip off the layers.
I fight for my fashion.
Is your shirt tucked into your jeans?
Yeah. Why? It's a button-down shirt.
You sounded so defeated. Yeah.
Yeah.
You tucked a shirt into jeans.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a dress shirt.
Do you not? Was your braided belt not out and ready to go?
So I left the belt in the bedroom again. Mm. I didn't want to wake my wife up going and getting the belt, so I had to go beltless.
So you tucked.
I wasn't happy about it.
You tucked a button-up shirt into jeans without a belt.
Yes.
You are now Grandpa Tommy.
I'm Clint Eastwood.
Okay.
In his 90s.
Yesterday, we talked about mooching off a pool thanks to the heat.
Yeah.
Well, as the hot days continue, there are free options to get yourself wet and cooled down.
Go for it.
At least we assume they were free, because it turns out that one place in our area, Kimmy, was charging people?
Yeah. Okay, I could not, based on the wording of this, is it just in the one area that they charge people, or is this just a general?
We'll find out. You're hanging out in the break room, watch just Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Very exciting. for folks who live in the greater Canandaigua area.
What's going on?
Kershaw Beach. It's one of the few places that folks who don't own lake property can go and enjoy the water.
Yeah.
The city made an announcement yesterday.
What are they doing?
This year, City of Canandaigua is waiving the fee for people to use the beach.
Oh.
Until just now,
yeah.
Unless you were a City of Canandaigua resident, you had to spend between $2 and $5 to go hang out in the beach.
Every time?
I guess. 252 WCMF.
So I know they have that like private like beach club area with like lockers and stuff. You ever seen that?
No.
It's at the end.
Okay.
When you're walking
over. There is no end. It's just a circle.
Well, at the end of that area where you can swim.
No, keep going.
Well,
I can't find the end. It just keeps going.
Don't go to Naples. But I thought the other part was, so the whole, you had to like a permit?
I don't know.
How are they collecting their money?
Because they even said if you didn't pay it before, you were swimming illegally.
Well, so they said that they are now, Kimmy, going to waive the fee because people were swimming illegally, which made for a dangerous situation. Okay. I would assume that means people were trying to jump in places they weren't supposed to swim.
Okay.
Because I would assume you'd have lifeguards there watching them.
Yeah, but I guess I didn't realize it was illegal to just get in the lake and use it.
Okay.
You know?
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. All you Canandaigua folks out there, how did charging for the beach work? Like, is there a booth I had to, like, pay admission for?
Right.
Yeah.
Because you would have to show, like, you're a resident. It was free for residents?
Is it free for Canandaigua city residents?
Yeah, you would have had to show your ID.
You had to show your ID, but if you and I go down, we got to pay.
This is what it sounds like. And like you said, is it $2 to $5
per? How do they know that? I say, yeah, I live here.
I guess you would have to have proof of residency
to
go to the beach?
And you would need a beach monitor.
Yeah.
Beach cup.
Okay, so Canandaigua is
Bay a watch. Canandaigua.
It would be Lake Watch.
Lake Watch.
Canandaigua is a town that we've criticized for being a little out of touch.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Canandaigua is also a town that makes a lot of money in the summer on tourism. And just overnight resort stays or Airbnbs.
Concerts.
But folks who come from like regionally for the day to like eat, enjoy the water or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If I took a day trip from like an hour or two away to Canandaigua and they were going to charge me money to go to the beach, I would be out of my effing mind.
But there are places that do this around the country.
Where?
Cape Cod. Like when I used to go see my brother at the Cape, if we wanted to go to the beach, I had to take his car because he had a resident sticker on it, or else they would charge you to park and use their beaches.
Okay, when we're talking about out of touch places, I don't know if Cape Cod is the best example of like other places.
But I guess you're right.
They do it in places in Florida
like
too.
Jersey,
that they
again. Yeah.
They charge you to park.
Okay,
in certain areas, it's free.
Yeah,
but I know. Like in Naples, they charge you. You know, you could walk there, but if you pull up your car, you're going to pay.
Okay. 252 WCMF. You say it like an action star. You pull up your car, you're going to pay. This summer, Tommy, $2 for the
beer. They have like piers that you think you could just walk out on, and they charge you $1 to walk on a pier.
I guess that's to maintain the pier.
I guess.
Okay, fine. Also, you live here and benefit from people coming to the pier. Right. Maybe you pay for it.
Right.
How about that?
Or the state pays for it.
That's the thing about Canandaigua, too. Like, I mean, there are people that travel to go to that beach.
Oh, yeah, it's a resort.
They're spending money when they're in town.
Right.
Does that not pay for the beach? Am I missing something here?
But if you pay, I guess maybe you keep the scuzz out.
Okay, let's talk about that in a second. 252 WCMF.
Beach scuzz.
252-9263. Canandaigua announces yesterday that they will not be charging people the $2 to $5 they do charge to go to Kershaw Beach, which is one of the few places, if you go to Canandaigua, you could swim without owning lake property.
Yeah.
Kimmy and I were stunned that they were charging, period. Ted's going to figure all this out for us.
Okay.
He's on CMF. Hey, Ted, how are you, buddy?
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
Yeah, it was no big deal. It was like $5. They pay when you walk in. There was like a little gated area, and there was someone sitting there. That's all.
So that's at that beach club area that has like lockers and stuff?
Yeah, it's that little building, right? They got torn up last year when the tornado hit it.
Oh, that's weird, because tornadoes don't happen in our area, I heard from Tommy Muley.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Tommy's full of it anyway, so.
Yeah, so take that, Pat.
How you like that?
Yeah, you got fun of it.
Great call, Ted. Right. Thanks for the call, buddy. Right. Have a good rest.
I called that radio show. Gave me a real zinger this morning.
Well, they so they got to rebuild the little booth there. So okay. Maybe that's why they were charging.
But no, but they stopped charging.
Yeah, good point.
So you had to go through that gate in order to get onto the beach, apparently.
But well, people must have been getting around it though, because like you were saying, like people, it would be illegal to like. People must have figured out ways to swim without paying that fee.
I thought there was like another side that was just open to the public.
Where?
Well, next to that area.
Okay. All right, so Shelly writes us on Instagram.
Oh, Shelly knows.
Duffy on WCMF. She's giving us conflicting information. She says, you could always walk in. It's the parking that costs money, like you said, other places.
Right.
And they were given a keychain. You showed at the gate. My dad lived in Canandaigua for 25 years. Got to bring my Canandaigua keychain down to the beach. Are there other beaches in our area that charge admission to go to the... It's a natural body of water.
What is like the nicest probably beach around here?
Okay.
Right?
Fine.
I mean, most of these beaches around here aren't that nice.
Sure.
Like where you would charge.
It's not the ocean, though.
What are you talking about? I mean,
wait, you're not going to charge like for Duran Eastman Beach.
Why? What's the difference between the water there and the water in Canandaigua? What's the difference between Canisius and
that? Also, do the other Finger Lakes charge? Like if I wanted to go swimming in like Seneca, do I have to pay a fee to use like some of those public beaches?
I mean, I've never heard of that, but I also didn't know they were charging down here. Are there free areas before Kershaw?
I wonder if it's because Canandaigua is so residential around the lake that like there's only like two spots you can actually swim.
Probably, right?
So it's easier to maybe charge because you can, you know, there's only so much space you have to keep your eye on.
But I mean, it's frustrating when you go to Canandaigua that if you are not paying for a resort or if you are not owning property, like, there's like
just make friends with the Polissinis.
But, like, the place to go swimming is so
narrow.
Tight. It's, right? Like, I mean, you have this whole giant, beautiful lake. You're looking at these gorgeous houses. You go over here. Stay right here. Yeah. Don't you dare think about swimming over that way. All right, so you had touched on something a second ago.
What's that?
That Julie brings up on Instagram. Again, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Julie writes, they should keep charging people to go to Kershaw Beach. Charging a little bit of money keeps the riffraff away.
It does.
And make sure teens aren't running wild on the beach all summer. Does it keep the riffraff away?
Oh, yeah.
You don't think a kid could cough up $2?
No, Kimmy. It keeps all kids away that don't have $2. Is that a serious thing you just said?
Yeah. Money keeps the scuzz.
$2. Away. $2.
Yeah. They ain't got no $2.
Okay.
And if you're a family of four, that's a lot of money. Okay. Are you talking? Now we're just talking money. So
let's loop back around to that in a second because you make a point there. But let's talk about the teens. You don't want the teens running wild on the beach and you think the $2 will keep them out per person. But let's say you're right.
Right.
Let's say the $2 do keep the teens off the beach.
Not the teens, the scuzzy teens.
No, okay. Where do you want the scuzzy teens running wild?
I don't care. Go find your own lake.
You mean in Canada?
Go find your own
they're
lake.
They're not going to the
scuzzy
lake.
Scuzzy teen lake.
Now they're going across the street where your car's parked.
Go to Lake Scuzz.
Like the teens are going to run wild somewhere.
Yeah, I just don't want to. I don't want to see it.
No, but you're not solving the problem because you're going to go somewhere else, like to go get dinner, and those teens will be running wild down
Main
Street.
I don't want to solve the problem. I want to push the problem off on somebody else.
You can't.
You're just going to run into that problem somewhere else.
Canandaigua was not big enough to push it somewhere else. You're going to see them at some point.
Well, let the cops deal with it. What?
Okay, Joe. Right. I don't think you're thinking through your plan here.
How about raise a good kid?
How about that?
Yeah,
like a Tommy Mulet.
That'll solve all problems.
What?
A guy who backed into somebody in his dad's car and took off, committed a hit and run. A guy who got caught at a beach parking lot trying to sleep with his girlfriend. Joe writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF. Okay, it's the fence-in spot with the lifeguard. If you are up in Canandaigua, just swim outside the fence. F paying money. They have enough money. Well, that's why now they're not charging, Joe, is because people were doing that, and it's dangerous. I got a bunch of people naming other places that charge. He says, Frank says, I'm originally from New Jersey. Most beaches you have to pay and get a badge for the day.
Yeah.
Why would you? It's a New Jersey beach too.
I know. It's not the nicest.
Okay. So you brought up, you know, you're talking about four people. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
That's actually a reason why you should not be charging to go to the beach. Cause let's say I have a family of four.
Yeah.
And I am looking in today's day and age to do an economical, fun family day.
Yeah.
I would have to spend $12 just to step foot.
Just to put your ass on the sand.
And you're not just going on the sand. You're probably going to bring food, right? There's going to be things involved in that way, drink.
Do they regulate some of that stuff, though, when you're there?
They probably do. But the point I'm making is, like, that $12, although it doesn't sound like a lot of money, adds up.
Yeah, but, I mean, most places, like, if you go to a state park, right? Yeah. Any state park, you pay.
Yes.
Any national park, you pay.
Yeah, I don't even know. How much is it to go to, like, Letchworth?
I don't know.
Yeah, but they charge you to go in. Yeah.
Understood. But here's what the state park, though. Like, there's other things at the state park, right? Like, there's hiking and blah, 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 and there are options.
Very vast.
Yes, and there are some options of state parks where you don't have to pay, right? I don't know.
Well, but I guess you got to pay for all the maintenance of the beach. You got to pay for the lifeguards. You got to pay for whatever else you need for a beach.
Okay, but again, a state park, like if we're talking Letchworth or Hamlin charges for admission too, right?
I think so.
Do they? Hamlin Beach State Park? I don't know
if they do.
Okay, let's just go with Letchworth.
Right.
That's in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Right? There are little towns that kind of benefit.
Oh, but yeah. They need the money for the maintenance.
Exactly. Canandaigua benefits from the people that come down to the beach, so that should be paying for it.
Well,
in my humble opinion.
Yeah, but that's why they want a Hoosier.
Okay.
Well, it's a cash grab.
No, it's not, because they waived the fee.
No, I mean, it was.
It was a cash grab.
Was it? Yeah.
They have stopped grabbing said cash. Okay.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.